إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, and in Him we seek assistance and help. And we seek the refuge of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with justified fear, the fear that he should be feared with, and do not die except in the state of al-Islam or as Muslim. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, and from that one soul, its mate, Hawa, commonly known as Eve, and from the two of them, countless men and women who are spread abroad in multitudes. Fear the Lord who created you, and keep the ties of relations that you have between you. For surely Allah is a raqib or a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. If you do this, Allah will repair your deeds for you and all of your affairs and forgive you of all of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has indeed achieved the greatest of all victories in this life and the next. As to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of our Prophet Muhammad is Sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen of ours, al-Islam, are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an accursed innovation. Every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in exactly 22 places in the Quran in the singular form, and exactly 6 places in the Quran, from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen to Min al Jinnati wa Nas, 6 places in the Quran, Allah mentions this word in the plural form. This word of which means literally the place where you make sujood, the place where you make sajda. This is the place of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered the believers around. This is the place in which armies used to emerge from, going from country to country, spreading Islam. This is the place of which the Muslims used to have their conferences. This is the place, the palace of excellence, the fortress of Iman. This is the place of which the first Muslims graduated from, the first school of Islam. This is the place in which the Muslims seek consultation and advice. This is the place and which the Muslims come together to do what Allah says in His book, وَتَعَاوِنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوِنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another in righteousness and piety, and do not help one another in sin and transgression. This is the place of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَدُوا الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the place where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in a hadith that is متفق عليه collected by Imams al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the most beloved spot or places with Allah on the earth are the masjid. And the most hated of all places to Allah Ta'ala on the earth are the marketplaces, the stores, the malls. This is the place of which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he loved it so much that when he would return from a trip, it was his sunnah to go to the masjid first, even though the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, As-safaru qit'atun min al-'adhab, that traveling is a piece of the punishment. يَمْنَعُ أَحَدَكُمْ نَوْمَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. It prevents a person from their sleeping. It restricts a person from their eating. It keeps a person away from their drinking. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَمَّا قَضَى حَاجَتَهُ أَوْ نَهْمَتَهُ مِنْ وَجْهِهِ فَلْيُعَجِّلْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so when you finish your need that you went out for when you go on a trip, then when you return, go quickly. Don't waste any time. Go straight back to your family. Go see your wives. Go see your husband. When you come back from the trip, rush back to your family. But this place called the masjid was the place that even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you come back from a trip, rush back to your family, it was reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقدم من سفر لا يقدم من سفر إلا نهار في الضحى فإذا قدم بدأ بالمسجد فصلى فيه ركعتين. This hadith is متفق عليه. Even though he told us to go straight back to our family when we came back from that trip, whether it was jihad or giving dawah or whatever, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not stop any place until he would go to the masjid. And when he came back from the trip and he would go to the masjid, he would pray two rak'ahs firstly, and then he would go to his family. This is the place in which the greatest scholars of Islam have emerged. This is the place where the greatest students of Islam have emerged. This is the place in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built his masjid, which was constructed of palm fiber and leaves. This was the place in which the pillars in the masjid was made out of wood. This is the place in which the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mentioned therein, where every day all around the world the people are saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah. This is the place in where the halaqat, the durood, the circles, the lessons of knowledge, beneficial knowledge, are conducted. This is the place in which Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that no one gathers in the masjid or the houses of min baytim in buyutillah, from one of the houses of the houses of Allah, except that the angels hover over them and mercy envelops them and sakina or tranquility surrounds them. This is the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a place of refuge, a place of solace, a place of calm and tranquility and peace. These are the masjids of Allah of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا يَبْتَغِي بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said that whoever builds a masjid for Allah, and in another narration, whoever builds a masjid seeking the face of Allah, meaning to see the auspicious sublime face of the one who has created us. Sanallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Allah himself. And there's no builder like Allah. Allah himself will build a palace, not a house, a palace for that person in Jannah. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, we who visit the houses of Allah, the first schools of Islam, the first hospitals in Islam, the place where the people who were sick and wounded were cared for, that humble place of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while the Muslims helped it with his own hands, built for the pleasure of Allah so that Allah's name can be mentioned in it. Unfortunately, the Muslims today have deviated from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam pertaining to the masjid. What do we mean by they have deviated? We mean that they have deviated from taking care of the masjid, from building the masjid, from keeping the masjid clean and pure, from donating money for the ongoing maintenance of the masjid. The Muslims have abandoned this act. And there are some Muslims, unfortunately, in terms of this particular masjid, Masjid al-Muslimin, who have the audacity and the unmitigated gall to say that this is not a masjid. Even though we have an imam that leads the prayers, even though the five prayers have been established, even though those things that happened in the time of the Prophet and the Sahaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiallahu anhum ajma'een, happened in their time, happens in this masjid. Even though the Jumu'ah prayer is conducted in this masjid, even though the azan and the iqamah are called from this masjid, there are some people who have lost their Islamic minds and they are saying, claiming without a proof, that this is not a masjid because this used to be a whorehouse, as they say. Or this used to be a butcher shop, as they say. Or this used to be a liquor store or whatever. When we find from the sunnah of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, especially in many of the hadiths collected by Ashab al-Sunan, that the Sahaba used to come to the Messenger of Allah, as they said, خَرَجْنَا وَسْتًا إِلَى نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We came as a delegation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبَايَعْنَاهُ. And we took the bay'ah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We made the pledge of allegiance with the Messenger of Allah, as Anas, who narrated this hadith, said, collected by An-Nasa'iyyu and others with an authentic chain. فَصَلَّيْنَا أَوْ وَصَلَّيْنَا مَعَهُ. And we made salah with him. وَأَخْبَرْنَاهُ. And we informed him. Informed him of what? We informed him, أَنَّ بِأَرْضِنَا بِيعَةً لَنَا. That the places that we were in, when we went out for jihad, and we went out to conquer the kuffar, alhamdulillah, and we went out to spread the da'wah of Islam, as we should be doing, that those places and those lands that we were in, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we found churches in them. We have churches there. So we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make wudu, to get the barakah from the water that he uses to wash himself up with. Then the hadith goes on and says, وَدَعَى بِمَاءٍ. So the Messenger of Allah called for water, فَتَوَضَّعَ وَتَمَضْمَضَ ثُمَّ صَبَّهُ بِإِجَاوَةٍ. Then the Messenger of Allah, when the water came to him, he made wudu, and he rinsed out his mouth, and he poured the water into a bucket, so that the Muslims could take the blessed water from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Then he told the Muslims, wash, break up those churches, تَكْفِرُوهَا. Break them up, meaning, change the condition inside the churches. The places in which shirk was mentioned inside of them. The places in which the people used to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Prophet said, rearrange the structure of the churches. Rearrange the structure of those places of which shirk and kufr, which is worse than a whorehouse, which is worse than being a butcher shop, which is worse than formerly being a liquor store or OTP establishment. There's no establishment or house worse than a house of shirk. The prophet said, "Fakfi ruha." Change the condition of them. Then wash them. Then wattakhidhuha masjidan. And take them as masjid. This is a statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the church to a masjid. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when we returned to our land, of course following the order of the Messenger of Allah, we did exactly what he told us to do. We rearranged those churches, cleaned them out with the water, ittakhadnaha masjidan, and we took them as a place of a masjid. We called them and adopted them as masjid. فَنَادَيْنَاهُ فِيهَا الْأَذَانِ or بِالْأَذَانِ. And we called the Azan from them. We called the Azan from them. Which is the proof that the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا لِلَّهِ, whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah will build a palace for him in Jannah, means A, either building that place from the ground up, or taking the building which was already established and making it a masjid. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslims are not taking care of the masjid. But rather, the Muslims are following the way of the kuffar. The Muslims are following the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّا سُنَنَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ سِبْرًا بِسِبْرًا ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. He said, you will surely follow those people step by step, inch by inch. So much so, that if they were to go into the جُحْرُ الْقَبْبٍ, the hole of a lizard, لَتَبِعْتُمُوهُمْ, you would surely follow them. They said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, منهم, who are they? He said, اليهود والنصارى. That you will follow the Jews and the Christians step by step, inch by inch, that even if they went into the hole of a lizard, you follow them right into it. How have the Muslims followed the kuffar pertaining to their houses of worship? We now find the Muslims wasting their money, wasting their time, wasting their precious efforts by putting calligraphy on the walls of the masjid. We find the Muslims taking ayat from the Quran and statements from the sunnah or the hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and adorning the walls with those verses or those hadith. This was not done by the Prophet's companions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a transgression on Islam and a transgression on themselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. That they were not wronged by Allah, but rather they wronged themselves. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أُمِرْتُ بِتَجْيِيدِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. I have not been ordered to embellish the masjid. I have not been ordered to decorate the masjid. But unfortunately the Muslims now, following the kuffar, we've made the mahareeb. We've made this thing called the mihrab. And this has become a symbol of masjid. So much so that one brother who was to donate $50,000 from his earnings, when he told the Muslims in one of the masjids in the south, I won't build a masjid until you put in the masjid a mihrab and two minarets, which was not found in the example of the Sahaba nor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have that niche, the mihrab or the minarets on top of the masjid. This has been adopted from the Jews and the Christians and it is not a part of Islam. We also find the Muslims decorating their masjid with elaborate chandeliers, embellishing the masjid with all types of adornments, bringing in incense, sticking out of the walls in the masjid. When the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frowned on perfuming the masjid the way the Christians did, with the incense burning, carrying it around, perfuming the people in the masjid. But rather, they used a certain type of bukhur, or smoke, or incense to burn the masjid, not imitating the kuffar, the Jews and the Christians, as they do in their synagogues and in their Catholic churches. And we also find the Muslims deviating from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by not keeping the masjid clean. We find the Muslims coming into the masjid, even though it is the sunnah, even though it is the sunnah, even though it is the sunnah, we find the Muslims coming into the masjid walking around with their shoes on, without checking the bottom of their shoes as the sunnah dictates. But we find them just walking into the masjid at a time when the Prophet's masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was made from dirt. The floor was made from dirt. They didn't have the carpets like we have today. So even though it's the sunnah, we should be more mindful, number one, for the people who are not aware that it's the sunnah, and number two, if we're going to do that, which we should be careful not doing, we should check our shoes as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us that when we're going to pray, we should check the bottom of our shoes, and if there's nothing on them that is harmful, then we should pray in those shoes. But we should not come from the street. The house of Allah, the place of cleanliness, the most beloved place to Allah, just walking in from the outside, walking in with our shoes. How could it be that a Muslim allow a candy wrapper or take their toenail, cut their toenail in the most auspicious place to Allah on the earth and leave them on the floor? How could you be filthy in the masjid? How could you come to the masjid smelling your shoes, your socks, your dresses, your pants smelling in the houses of Allah? Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to return to Islam. Return to Islam means we need to return to the way of the companion and treat the masjid like a masjid. This is not a gymnasium. This is not a clubhouse. This is not some organization like the Rosicrucians or the Masons or the Elks. This is the house of Allah, of which Allah's name is mentioned, the place in which the Muslims emerged from victorious because they stuck to the etiquettes of the masjid. والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the masjid, as we've mentioned in the first part of the khutbah, are the places which are the lighthouses for Islam. The masjid is the place of which the people, even the kuffar in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, used to seek refuge in. They would know that if they came and knocked on the door of the masjid, they could find solace and tranquility. The masjids of Allah are those places which should be maintained by the people who believe in Allah and the last day. One of the things, in addition to what we mentioned in the first part of the khutbah, that has been abandoned by the Muslims, is supporting the masjid with their money. How do you think the masjid is going to be able to be run when you don't donate your money to the masjid? Wallahi al-azim, I swear by Allah the tremendous, the money that each and every one of you brothers right now that I'm pointing at with my finger, you have in your pocket, it doesn't belong to you. The money that you have right now in your bag, sisters, it does not belong to you. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs everything that is in the heavens and the earth. The cash, the loot, the money, the faloos that you have in your pocket right now, it does not belong to you. Allah has ordered you to spend it. How are you going to keep Allah's money? How are you going to walk out of this masjid and keep Allah's money? If somebody tried to take your money from you, or not spend your the money that they are supposed to spend, do you think that you would stand for that? This is Rabbul Alameen ordering you to spend your money. We're sitting here, sweat, perspiration, dripping down our faces, down our backs and necks, because the air conditioner doesn't work properly. The gas and electric has to stay on. When it was the winter time, you were freezing in here, and only a few, by the permission of Allah, spent the money. We're in the houses of Allah. Allah did the favor for you. You didn't do a favor for Allah when you accepted Islam. You think you did a favor for Allah? Allah favored you when you accepted Islam. Now why aren't you spending? We have this thing on the board right here. We asked 100 Muslims, men and women, to donate 25 small, insignificant dollars, seemingly small, seemingly insignificant, for a 2-month period per week. 18 people come through. 18 people. 100 measly people. You keep holding Allah's money, and you're going to die. You're going to wish you would have spent that $25 a week, or $50 a week, or $100 a week of Allah's money. This is the house of Allah. Would you like, as it happened in the past of Al-Andalus, of ancient Spain, when the Muslims ruled, would you like that those masjids be reconverted into churches? Like the companions of the Masjid of Allah, we mentioned in the first part of the khutbah, made the church's masjid. Would you like that our masjid be reconverted into a whorehouse, as you call it, or a butcher shop, as you call it, or a liquor store, as you call it? Would you like that this masjid, where Allah's name and the Quran is recited, be reconverted into a synagogue? The only way that that won't happen after the mercy and power of Allah is that you reach into your pockets after the salah and you spend. We needed $20,000. $20,000. And wallahi, I swear by Allah, when I was a mushrik, a pagan, a heathenistic kafir, thinking kafir, following that thinking kafir Elijah Muhammad, may Allah give him what he deserves, we used to get $20,000 in an hour. We used to get $50,000 in 15 minutes. $100,000 in an evening. For kufr, for shirk, and you have the Quran and the Sunnah, and you sit here, and you pray here, and you laugh here, and you joke here, and you talk here, and you read the Quran here, and you seek all the things that the Muslims fought before, and you don't spend your money, and it's not your money, it's Allah's money. This is the house of Allah. How do we keep it the house of Allah? By zikr? By dua? Yes, and by money. By money. By spending Allah's money. So brothers and sisters in Islam, if we say that we're about following the book of Allah and the Sunnah, then $20,000 to come out after Juma. And wallahi, I hate to say wallahi, wallahi, but I have to say it. When I was a kafir following a stinking kafir who claimed he was a prophet, that stinking kafir Elijah Muhammad, we used to lock the doors and wouldn't let you out. We used to lock the doors. Nobody leaves. But of course we can't do that today. Because we're following the Quran and the Sunnah. So all we can do is recite a few verses and hope that it touches your heart. All we can do is recite a few verses that hope that Allah touches your heart. All we can do is mention some hadith about spending. And you give 1 week and then you don't give 8 weeks. You give 1 day and then 80 days goes by. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we don't own this building. We don't own anything. It all belongs to Allah. If we want to own, we have to call on Allah and we have to spend out of our pockets. I'm appealing to you brothers and sisters in Islam, all of you who are not spending, even if it's a quarter, it's a dollar, just remember what you're going to spend on when you leave here. And you tell me if it's deserving. You tell me of what you're going to spend on after I say, if I say it, because it's not guaranteed that I'll say to the left, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. You tell me what you're going to spend on after the tasmeen is going to be worthy or equal to you spending to build a masjid for Allah, so that Allah can build a palace for you in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us not hypocrites. Those people who say with their mouths, that's not in their chest. Those people who say with their mouths and don't produce with their pockets and their pocketbooks. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us victorious like the people of the past, and the only way we're going to do it is to sacrifice our time, our effort, and our cash for the pleasure of Allah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.